Angus and Julia Stein, Big Jet Plane. It's 107.9 Life FM. Time for Church Connect, which we do each Thursday. We invite local church leaders in. We find out what they're about their faith, but also what they're up to. Wonderful to have Barry Manuel joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jane. Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
And we actually caught up with you a couple of years ago because you were just starting out then, The Healing Room. And it's, gosh, been 2 years. Now, first of all, for people who didn't hear that interview, why did you start The Healing Room?
I was 28 years pastor at Morpher Vale Baptist and felt my time had come to an end. And both my wife and I felt that we wanted to spend the latter years of our ministry in a ministry that focused on healing of people's emotions, spiritual issues, and also praying for physical healing. And we both felt that very strongly. So when we left the church, we had a bit of a holiday, and then we started up the Healing Room on a Wednesday and the Healing Life Encounter church service on a Sunday.
And you were just telling me that as people making a booking on a Wednesday, that you have just been so busy. People are looking for answers, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes.
So what type of things happen when people make an appointment and actually come to the Healing Room?
Well, we're normally booked out on a Wednesday, so that's good because we've been amazed at the response. We were a bit quieter yesterday, but people come, we've found that they've come mainly with emotional and spiritual issues. And so we talk to them, find out why they have come. And our emphasis is on a prayer ministry. It's not a counselling ministry. It's a prayer ministry. So we will talk with them. They can share their story, say whatever they want to say. They can come from whatever background they come from, Christian or non-Christian, it doesn't matter. We've prayed for some people who are Hindu and some people who are Muslim. And so we pray then for them in the name of Jesus for healing to come. Often they have to face forgiveness issues. Sometimes with people who are spiritually oppressed, we find that the Lord just takes away all that fear and oppression that they feel in their life. And we've found that with a number of people, and it's been quite sudden and dramatic.
Spiritual oppression. Just run us through, what do you mean by that?
Well, there are some people who feel that there's a heavy spiritual presence on them that's negative, that's dark, it's not good. And for various reasons, this has come into their lives. Recently, I prayed for a lady who felt that way, and the change in her was so dramatic that her daughter saw it. And she's come to us for prayer for similar things as well. And so we're working through with that. Another lady feeling that spiritual oppression, we prayed for her. She felt a release in a number of areas. And just as we finished the session, I felt to pray about deafness. And I did. And she said, oh, my ears popped. And I said, do you have a hearing problem? She said, yes. I said, how long? She said, all my life. She said, I've been called deaf. And I've seen her since. I'm allowed to share this part, that she now hears clearly as a result of that prayer.
Word of mouth's always the best advertisement, isn't it? And you were saying that a lot of people come, they actually receive relief in whatever their area is, and they say, come back. So
yes.
So really, you don't even have to go out and do big billboards because people come because they see it works.
Yes, that's true.
Why does it work?
Because it's the power of Jesus. It's not us, and it's not that we're particularly special. But when we pray in the name of Jesus, he's alive, it's Easter, We believe in the risen Lord, and his power comes. People feel it. I prayed for a lady yesterday, and she, in a particular situation, what she was suffering from, and as soon as we prayed, I could feel the presence of Jesus, and she felt something. And at the end, I said, how are you feeling? She said, oh, very good. That's the risen Jesus touching people.
We have a lot of healing evangelists come through Adelaide. I know that we chat with quite a few here. This is something that is locally based.
Yes.
It's every Wednesday.
Yes.
It's in Adelaide. Are you surprised at the interest? Why so many people would maybe consider prayer as an option?
I think a lot of people have tried many other options. They've and we would encourage people, by the way, to go for good counselling and go to doctors. But they've tried, and in some area they're not being helped. So they turn to another option, and they find that the power of Jesus is real and relevant, and people are restored, healed, blessed, or helped. Sometimes partially. I mean, I prayed for a man yesterday with a frozen shoulder, and he's facing surgery. And that's not a good thing because he's not that old, and his shoulder is in, he had 10% movement in his shoulder. Instantly, the Lord gave him 40% movement. So I said, come on Sunday and we'll pray for you on Sunday and pray for more healing.
I get the feeling that you absolutely love what you're doing, Barry.
Yes, I do. Yes, it's wonderful. And we're excited about Sunday because if I can tell you one story
certainly,
about Sunday.
Certainly.
This dear lady shared on last Sunday her story. We didn't realise it, but she lived next door in some apartments, and someone knew her, invited her along. She came about 2 weeks ago, and I had this strong sense that, and I pointed to her and I said, "You have back pain as a result of an injury." She was not that comfortable because first time in the service, and she said yes. I prayed for her. She shared on Sunday how some years ago she had broken her neck. So she was in a lot of pain, difficulty in walking, couldn't ride her bike, which she loved doing, and she had a lump on her neck. Since the prayer, the lumps disappeared, the pain's disappeared, she walks freely, and she's now riding her bike, and she's telling people what God has done for her, what Jesus has done for her.
As I said, it's the best advertisement, isn't it?
Yes.
Here's a question I'm interested in. Do you ever doubt that God's going to answer that prayer? If somebody comes with a really, really difficult problem, is there a moment that you go, "I don't think God can do this"?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, because people have said to me, "Well, you have to feel power or heat when you pray." Sometimes I do. Sometimes I feel nothing. When I prayed for that lady, I didn't feel anything. I just prayed in faith that Jesus would bless her. So, but yes, sometimes I think, oh, heavens, this is going to be difficult. And sometimes I feel very guilty when people are not helped.
Yeah. You know, I want to continue this chat after the song, but I really want to find out from you how the Easter message ties in very much with your work. But I'm also interested to know, too, as to why we don't see more of this just in general churches. So we'll get you thinking about that. First, a song. This is the Newsboys, Stay Strong. And you're listening to Church Connect this morning. Our guest is Pastor Barry Manuel and a part of the Healing Room. And we'll give you details, too, how you can contact them if you'd like to make an appointment. It's 107.9 Life FM. The Newsboys, Stay Strong. It's 107.9 Life FM. Jane Lockett with you for a Thursday morning. We're in the middle of Church Connect, and it's great to be having a chat this morning with Pastor Barry Manuel. He's part of the Healing Room, which has been running for 2 years, and we've just been hearing some amazing testimonies how people have indeed gained strength through the work of prayer and through the work of yourself and your wife, Janet. You know, is it surprising to you that as people come and as you pray for them, that healing is a reality, because this is not something that all churches see?
It's not a surprise to me, although quickly I've had a long journey to come to the place I'm at. I mean, as a young Christian in a conservative church, we never prayed for the sick, and we never prayed or expected healing, and that was not an expectation I had. But years ago, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit that brought me into a new awareness of God's presence and power, and I began to pray for healing in the church where I was. And we saw people healed. Sometimes they were healed dramatically, sometimes progressively. And so that led me more and more to explore the healing ministry, read about it, learn about it, and to continue to go on praying for the sick. And that's how we've seen people healed and people blessed.
So is expectation in prayer a key then, do you believe, to seeing God work through your prayers?
I think two things. One, that we do need to believe that Jesus is alive today and that he heals today, and then have an expectancy that that's going to happen and pray for people.
So it's maybe having a bigger beliefs in what God can do.
Yes, yes. Some people, and I understand this because I think this is where I was some years ago, some people say, what about those who are not healed? I mean, that's a big issue for a lot of people. And I understand that because I grappled with that too. But I came to find that the people who are not healed, they loved the care and concern. I found within a pastoral context in a church, the fact that someone was willing to pray for them, to seek to help them and to encourage them. Even if they weren't healed, I didn't find anyone got upset or angry. They were just thankful for the concern.
And in fact, even as you read the New Testament and you do read of the healings that Jesus did, at the heart of that, from what I see, there was always that compassion towards people.
Yes.
And the healing was almost at the end of that.
Yes. Yes, I think that's the key, that's why Jesus healed. In Matthew's Gospel, it says it a lot, lots of times. Jesus had compassion on the sick. He had compassion on the crowds, and he prayed for them, and they were healed.
So it's not like a big supernatural show. You know, you see the psychics on TV. It's all about the lights and the camera. That's not what it's about when it comes to healing ministry as far as the Healing Room.
No, no, not the way we work. We're fairly quiet, gentle. We respect people's responses. We'll say, this is what we feel we should pray for. Are you agreeable to that? If they're not, we would say, okay, we leave it. If they're agreeable, then we proceed and pray.
Well, look, we're just out of Easter. And I do want to touch on Easter, because I know that as a pastor of in a church many years, it's always a big time when people come, that once a year visit to church. But you know what this is about and what you're doing, it's not just Jesus in Easter, but really the Easter message is what you do every day in the Healing Room. So can you explain how they actually marry together?
Well, first of all, of course, we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died on the cross for our sins. Evans and Rose again lives now. We have a personal relationship with him. We know the forgiveness of our sins, and we know his presence and power. And we know that the risen, living Jesus expresses his love in forgiving all those who desire it and bringing healing and release to those who need physical healing and emotional and spiritual release. This is just the outcome of Easter. It's the outcome of his saving work on the cross and his resurrection. And I was in Sydney last week for a conference with a world Christian leader, and he spoke about the miracles that are happening around the world and the growth of the Christian church around the world. In Iran today, there are 2 million Christians, mainly young people, who are coming to faith in Jesus through dreams and visions and miracles. In Indonesia, there's a rapid growth of the church. 35,000 people become Christians every day in China.
Amazing.
And it's largely because the risen Christ appears to them in visions, dreams, and in miracles. And they see his reality and they turn to him.
What do you think prevents the average person, even someone listening now, in coming to a point where they actually accept everything that Jesus has got for their life?
Some people may just have doubts because they've never seen Jesus' reality in any way, and so they think it's just a religious thing that a few strange people do on Sunday. Others, I think, don't really have never had, even though they're believers in Jesus, they've never actually seen his power at work, either in their churches or their experience. The moment they do, everything changes for them. I'm reading a book at the moment by Mark Stibbe, who's an Anglican priest, and the book is called One Touch from the King Changes Everything.
Mm.
And that's exactly right. He talks about how a person shook his hand and was healed, and that person's life was dramatically changed. And I think one a person has a touch from Jesus, it changes everything.
Do they need to be open in their thinking, though, to receive that?
Yes, I think they do.
So you have to come with that expectation.
Yeah, an openness, yes. And I think often, now I don't know with the dear lady who was healed in our church and testified last Sunday, I don't know how open she was. I don't know much about her actually at this stage. But at least she was willing to receive prayer and Jesus did it all.
You know, I think a lot of people would say, well, I'm not a Christian. I've never had anything to do with this. Why would God all of a sudden start to listen to me when I've actually not really had much to do with him? Do you come across that?
Yes, but he loves them. For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to die for us. And God loves everyone. And it's because he loves that person who's thinking like that, that he will respond to their, even their stumbling little step of faith to receive prayer, he'll respond to that and bless them.
So you only do this one day a week, Wednesdays. As you say, it's full. Do you see this ministry expanding?
Yes, we do. Our desire is to have a centre so we can expand it. And then we can have, we're training people. We do training courses. And we want to train up people to be part of the team and expand it that way so it doesn't just depend upon us. And our Sunday church is growing and expanding, so we're looking at developing that too.
I know that people are going to want to know more about this. I will put some details through life.on.net on the Mornings at Life Facebook page. You've got a website, Healing Life, healinglifemin.com, and I'll give you the number too if you want to jot it down, if you want to make an appointment. But just want to run through, because you have got Sunday services. So
yes,
as far as this Sunday, what's happening?
At 3 o'clock at the Deaf Centre on South Terrace. The Deaf Centre, D-A-E-F. A lot of people think we're saying the other word. And we'll worship, and we have a dance presentation. We'll celebrate communion, and then we're going to show a DVD presentation of an amazing miracle of a young man who was seriously injured in a car accident in Thailand, in a coma. Doctors said not expected to live. If he lived, he was going to be paralyzed. And we're going to show that story and what exactly happened to him. And we're calling it Miracle Sunday, and then we're going to pray for miracles.
Fantastic. Definitely not a death centre, as she was
no,
saying.
No, it's
full,
the death.
Full of life and the healing room. Look, I think it's amazing what you've done in just 2 years. You have brought in pages of testimonies. You can read more on your website, healinglifemin.com. But the number, if you want to make an appointment, as you say, filling up. So Wednesdays, not on Anzac Day though, 832-53895. That's 832-53895. Thank you for joining us, Barry, this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jane.
Just
God bless
great
you.
To see people who are passionate about their faith and doing things to make a difference in our wonderful city of churches, and life.on.net for those details. This is brand new music for you now. It's We Are Serenade and Birds on Life.